Pope Benedict XVI met with Cuba's President Raúl Castro on Tuesday. Philippa Hitchin is traveling with the Holy Father in Cuba and sent us this report.
The first thing that strikes you about Revolution Square is the sheer size of it all, designed to make you feel rather small and in awe of your grandiose surroundings. Situated at one of the highest points of the city of Havana, this giant plaza hosts an immense concrete tower, one of the tallest flagpoles I've ever seen, and a huge Soviet-style palace, home to the President's office and the Communist Party's Central Committee. It was inside this building that Pope Benedict met for over 40 minutes with President Raúl Castro on Tuesday, a private encounter the papal spokesman Father Federico Lombardi described as a very cordial and constructive meeting. Though we don't know the details of their conversation, Father Lombardi said the Pope reiterated concerns he has spoken about in public regarding the freedom of the Church to contribute more fully to the life and well-being of all people here. One specific request the Pope did make to the Cuban leader was to consider granting Good Friday as a national holiday in the island nation. Veteran Vatican watchers will recall that Pope John Paul II made a similar request to former President Fidel Castro 14 years ago to make Christmas Day a national holiday, something that was granted that very same year. The decision marked a significant step forward for the Church in a country that was officially an atheist state for over 3 decades. Asked about Pope Benedict's hopes for political changes in Cuba, Father Lombardi stressed this is first and foremost a pastoral pilgrimage, marking the 400th anniversary of Cuba's most important Marian shrine, Our Lady of Charity of El Cobre. But he said the visit also aims to provide an impulse for practical improvements, working towards much greater freedom for the Church to carry out her mission. In Havana, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.